Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here at the International Cannabis Business Conference. Day two, it's the lunch break period, and Henry Wachowski has joined us here at the desk. Henry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You were speaking earlier today in the morning panels on the emerging legal issues and a 280E update. That's the IRS code that is vexing to our cannabis community. Tell our listeners just a little bit about those issues and what new things they need to know about.
Well, I identified a number of issues that we've been involved in since I spoke here last year. My practice, of course, is a national practice. So one of the things that we are able to do that others aren't is spot what's going on in different parts of the country and then translate them to whether or not they are starting a trend. And one of the unfortunate things that we've seen is over the last year, we've gotten involved in almost a dozen stakeholder disputes. These are people that started out together, they were working together, and for one reason or another, they've started to argue. And they can be bitter disputes, very similar to a divorce. And I talked a little bit about how you could avoid having that happen, different documents that you could use, and what to do if you find yourself in a situation like that. I also spent some time talking about the trend of mergers and acquisitions in the industry, and the importance of doing due diligence so that you can assure yourself that the people that you're dealing with are really who you think they are and that they can do what they say they're going to do. And then we talked about trademark disputes and employment issues, especially sexual harassment. And then, of course, we zeroed in on 280E, which, as you said, continues to be the bane of the industry. It's very unfortunate that people who want to pay their taxes and try to do their best are not given more guidance by the IRS, as well as having to deal with a very punitive statute that, in my opinion, was never intended to apply to our industry.
Do you see any near-term remedies coming from the Congress on any of these issues? There's been bills proffered, but...
Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see any relief on the, from Congress. Certainly, we're not going to see it from the IRS anytime soon. There are a couple bills that are out there that have been introduced saying that 280E would not apply to medical cannabis in states where it's permitted, but they haven't gained a lot of traction. Unfortunately, I think the issue here is that the federal government takes in a lot of money from this punitive tax, and they don't necessarily want to reduce it, which is unfair to us. And what we need to do is get better organized and put pressure on our respective congressmen and congresswomen to do something about it.
Is this getting more support on either side of the aisle, Republican or Democrat? Is this appeal to both sides in some way?
Well, yes. And one of the, this is actually an issue where we've seen some partisanship developing. In that we've got Grover Norquist, for instance, who is very much on our side, as well as some of the leading Democrats.
Moving forward here in the state of California, a lot of people are looking at the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, possible legalization. There's also been recent changes to medical marijuana laws in this state. Do you have any takes on these changes or the chances of legalization making its way through this year?
Well, I hope that legalization makes its way through this year. I think that we're well behind the curve on an adult use initiative. We should always remember that this is where the medical cannabis movement started, and we should continue with our leadership role by passing some type of adult use legislation. I think the initiative on the ballot this year has a likelihood of success, but in California, you never know. And, people probably should have voted for Prop 19 and didn't. So what can I tell you? In terms of the other laws that are being passed by the legislature, well, I tell all my clients, well, if you don't like it, don't worry too much because it seems to change every other week. But eventually we're moving in a direction where something will come of it, something positive.
All right. Well, if people would like to get in touch with you, about some of these issues, do you have any websites or contact information?
Oh, sure. You can go to our website, www.wachowskilaw.com, or call the office, 415-788-4545. We're happy to help.
Henry Rakowski, thank you for joining us here
on the
show. Appreciate
thank you for time. Having me. Bye-bye.
Have a great conference. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more here from the International Cannabis Business Conference in San Francisco.